Ladies and gentlemen, the fact that your hand's still empty after 63 fucking episodes is fucking insane. It honestly blows my mind that your hand is still empty, 63 and more to come episodes. Cheers. And I just bought this fucking glass. You never get somewhere, but it's brand spanking new. And it honestly gets my penis, my penis, rock hard. Rock fucking hard. Cheers, babe. Oh. Shout out to Decoy. I think I had it on here before. I'm not sure. It was either the white label or the black label. This is the black label. But this is one of my favorites. And this is, yes, another solo episode of Your Fucking Hands. A motherfucking money. And we're drinking wine tonight. The reason why I want to drink wine tonight is mostly because House of Dragons started. And let me tell you. Now, I don't give a fuck of what other people say. It's alright. I think, personally, all those people can go fuck themselves. Every single one of them. Just, it's like, I was having a conversation with one of my friends the other day. Is we were talking about Marvel, but this pertains to any other show. Like, people expect every show or movie to be, all right, let's go on Marvel right quick. Let's be like Marvel. Like, people are saying that Ms. Marvel was fucking lame and just, they're not a fan of it. Like, okay, then you're not a fan of Marvel. Just get the fuck out of here. Nobody gives two shits what you think. Just be lucky you have Marvel, you asshole. Just, dude, it's the beginning of another setup. Like, people, just because Endgame and Infinity War did so fucking insane, like, they're just so good, people expect every movie, every TV show to be exactly like fucking Endgame. Like, that's not how it works. Yeah, like, people's expectations are so fucking high now. It's, they're not ruining it because Marvel's like, we're just gonna make it. I don't give a fuck, and I appreciate that. But kind of like, you're just fucking yourself at the end of the day. Like, you literally are fucking yourself. Just sit there, shut the fuck up, and enjoy the shit that is coming out. It might not be a thing in the beginning. Just stick with it. You think I wanted to watch the fucking first three episodes of Ms. Marvel? Absolutely not. But guess what? I'm a real fan. And if you're a real fan, you'll stick with it. And that's all I can say about that. If you're not a real fan and you quit fucking watching Ms. Marvel after maybe, what, episode and a half? And you try, but you really didn't try. Just shut the fuck up. And it's like, you're not worthy. That's it. You're not fucking worthy. You don't want to do it. You don't want to watch it. You don't want to be a real fan and commit to every episode, every series, even though how fucking boring it is. You're not worthy. Cue the hammer. Fucking great. Magnificent. But Yeah, they expect every shit to be just like Endgame, to blow your fucking head off. But no, dude, they have to set it up. They have to introduce Ms. Marvel, introduce Moon Knight, which I don't even know what the fuck's going on with Moon Knight, because that kind of was like, it kind of blew my mind, like, psychologically blew my mind, but he's kind of wasn't relevant at all, but you still watch it if you're a fan. You still watch it and you appreciate it, as I did. And like, it's the fact that even if it had no, it didn't, wasn't relevant at all, it was still cool. It was still fucking cool. And it didn't blow you away, but it's setting something up. It's the same thing Ms. Marvel was doing, setting something up, which she's going to be in the Marvels, which D23 came out today. This comes out Sunday. I'm recording this Saturday. So D23 came out today, and boom, Ms. Marvel's in the Marvels now, obviously. And if you were to watch the last credit scene to the last episode of Ms. Marvel, she's a mutant. And then boom, Captain Marvel is in the credit scene. If you didn't finish it, you're going to look at the Marvels and be like, shut the fuck up. What's going on? You would have seen it if you would have stuck with it, like if you're a real fan. Boom. But then same thing people are saying about She-Hulk. Oh my God, the CGI is fucking stupid. It's this, it's that. Dude, who gives a fuck if she looks like Fiona from Shrek? Who gives a fuck? That's probably where they got the idea from. It's from fucking Fiona. I would. Fuck, might as well. Basically the same thing. Fucking, you got Shrek the Ogre, who's a big, powerful motherfucker, angry sometimes, but a sweetheart in the inside. And then you got Fiona, which is his fucking wife, his bride, even though She-Hulk is, that's his cousin, but still, same thing. Same kind of concept, but not, unless you're in like Mississippi or Alabama, you just fucking cousin, you know what I'm saying? They're fucking like, but it's kind of like the same thing. But they have the chick now, and she's powerful and strong and sometimes mean, but not really mean. Kind of hot though. Kind of fucking hot. Her hair is luscious. She has that fucking luscious, bushy hair. Fuck it. Fuck it. And in the last recent episode, episode 4, dude just wanted to have sex with her just because she was a Hulk. That's fucking insane. That shit goes to show you that every fucking guy has their fetish. It's insane. Fucking crazy. God. Dude just wanted to have sex with her because she was Hulk. As soon as she turned into human version, he was like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. He's like, yeah, bye. I was like, that's fucking cold, but fuck it. That's cold, son. And then, so, yeah, D23 came out today. They got New World Order. If you were to watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier, New World Order, the new Captain America movie. Then the Winter Soldier is coming back as, no, Bucky is, Sebastian Stan is coming back as Bucky in Thunderbolts, which is just fucking stacked. Stacked. It's getting crazy out there, boys. It's getting crazy. Getting fucking crazy. And then fucking Nick Fury's back, baby. Cheers to Nick Fury. Secret Invasion. Nick Fury. Which the trailer, I gotta watch it like one-on-one right now. Well, I would watch it right now, but I can't. But I need to watch it again to pay attention, because Marvel fucks you with this type of shit. And I gotta pay attention, because there's details in there that has to be, because I don't really understand what's going on. But I'm excited. I'm extremely excited. If you're a real fan, you're excited. If not, I'm not even about to start again with these cunt bitches. But I'm excited. We all should be excited. We all should be excited that they're actually trying some shit, some new shit, like Werewolf by Night. I don't know what it is, but am I gonna watch it? Absolutely. You know? You don't know if you're gonna like it or not, but you might as well try it. Literally, just because it's actually a stupid name, Werewolf by Night. You could have a lot of bright people at Marvel, and you could have picked something else. You know, just the fucking werewolf. You know, you don't have to be Werewolf by Night. Obviously, you're fucking gonna turn into a werewolf at night. How many werewolf TV shows and movies have there been? A lot. Teen Wolf. Boom. They come mostly. Get fucked at the end of the night with it. Full moon. Just get rock hard with wolf hair. Wolf dick on their hair. Wolf hair on their dick. I retract that. But just be excited, dude. Just be excited. And it just... It's better if you're excited rather than just fucking pissed off and upset that it didn't meet your expectations. Like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. But right now, She-Hulk's fucking killing it. It's actually adult comedy, which is fucking awesome. That's what I've been saying they should do. Which, who the fuck am I? I just enjoy the shit. But, because, like, if you really think about it, like, if you really fucking think about it, all these Marvel movies are, like, everything that's going on in Marvel right now are not for children anymore. Like, that shit is out the window. You're not bringing your fucking kid, like, if you're in your 20s and 30s, Marvel is for you. Like, we grew up with it. We know what's going on. Kids nowadays don't give two fucking shits. They care about little cartoons and blah, blah, blah. Like, not even Despicable Me, just fucking stupid shit. Like, fucking the new cartoon shows, Disney shows that they create, and where they got fucking lesbians in Lightyear and shit, even though that movie did terrible. Sorry, Chris Evans, but that's the world we live in nowadays, boys. But it's like, how can I put this? It's like, I guarantee you that the amount of, let's go with 21-year-olds to maybe 35-year-olds, actually not even 35, I'll go 33. The ratio from 21 to, actually I'll go lower. I will fucking go lower. I'll go 19. 19 to 33-year-olds. They went see Spider-Man No Way Home more than kids did. I will bet the fucking house on it that more adults went see Spider-Man, which is like a comical character for, like, not children, but kids to know about, to read about, to have fun with, Because, like, I guarantee you that more adults would see that movie than kids. And same shit with fucking Endgame and everything else. It's like, the only like downside is they keep trying to make it for kids. No kids are watching this shit no more. They just, kids only watching it because the fucking movies are and shows are just color. They're colorful as fuck. Like Thor was just fucking colorful, boy. The new Thor was just colorful. And it's like, just make it for us. Just make it for older people. Just make it. Just make the movies. If they got cursing, fuck it. Who cares? Everybody curses now. Fucking 10-year-olds curse like that. Like, nah, times change. Don't make it corny. You know, some corny shit's pretty cool. But don't make it corny. Don't make it like, I'm not gonna make it. Like, don't pretend people get killed. Alright? Like, the one scene where fucking, well, Black Panther, when the ending fight where he stabs him and kills him, they barely even showed Michael B. Jordan die. Like, they literally just showed his head fall. Like, don't pretend people don't die. He loses the final battle. He gets killed. Just kill him. I'm not saying like don't turn into a bloodbath like Deadpool or something, where Ryan Reynolds is cutting fucking dicks off and heads off and arms and stabbing people's assholes, all that, which I know damn well he enjoys. But you gotta do it like that. But you know, just fuck it. And that's why I'm proud of Miss She-Hulk right now, because the comedy is like adult, like real adult. They're cursing, they're fucking having fun, they're talking about sex, they're talking about losing virginity, they're talking about fucking everything. It's hilarious. They're talking about getting fucking drunk and shit. I think, and this might be a little inside thing with just me, but I think they're finally moving toward, they're moving that needle like that. Like, it was like this, and now they're like that. I guarantee you, they're going to see how She-Hulk does. I'm pretty sure it's doing good. They're going to see how She-Hulk does, and they're going to just, it's going to start like this. And it's going to be more of like adult shit, because kids nowadays don't read fucking comics. That shit's past. They don't fucking do that. But the needle's just going to keep moving. Hopefully. Hopefully. I'm willing to bet money on it, but hopefully it does. Which I think it should. But, you know, all you can do is hope. Because it's more for us. It just really is. Like, I make it a point every fucking Thursday to watch She-Hulk. And even before all the other series shows, it was Wednesday. You fuck, I better be home on Wednesday fucking night to watch that shit. You have to. And it's just, it's a thing. And I'm fucking 24 years old. And I'm fucking obsessed with Marvel. If you ever meet me, you would never fucking think I'd be obsessed with this shit. But I am. I don't know why. I love it. And most of the kids, I think, they worried about other shit. Like, who's the fucking newest rap artist? Whose fucking shoes look the best? Who can't fix their posture? Who's better at Fortnite? It's just like, shut the fuck up, you idiots. You know nothing. You know nothing. Second pour. Now the real question is, am I gonna finish this bottle? I'm doing like a good amount of pours. Oh, by the way, if you're wondering what the top, I think it's called the aerator, you get on Amazon. I always say if you're going to do something, do it right. You know? And if they make aerators and you buy it, you fucking use it. All right? Makes the most fucking sense. Tastes smoother. Pretty. It does. The first time when I didn't know what the fuck what wine was, and I just tried it. And then my brother poured it in the aerator, and I tried two different ones. I couldn't really tell, but now I can. I absolutely can now. I'm not going to say I'm an expert, but I have an obsession. Cheers. Your hand's empty. Wine's fucking good for the soul. It is. It's healthier than, I'm not gonna say it's healthier, but it's healthier than fucking beer. Let's put it like that. This is a beer. No, this isn't a beer show. I lied. This is a drink and chill. So get it right, cocksuckers. But okay, so let me just. All right, let's get it. Let's dive right into it. I had my little Marvel rant. Now this is time for a fucking serious fucking shit rant right here. So I'm recording this podcast at 12 at midnight before Sunday when it comes out, okay? And I'm going to explain to you the reason for this. So I booked a Florida trip for Walton Beach. Beautiful place. A couple months ago for September 9th through the 11th. Okay, boom. That's Friday through Sunday. All right. So Thursday night at a softball game, I was going to come home after the softball game, shoot the podcast, like record it, edit it, blah, blah, blah. Post it on Sunday because I hate last minute shit, but sometimes you can't control it, but something happened and I couldn't record because we woke up early Friday morning to, because it's a 4-hour drive. We woke up Friday morning to head up Florida. Boom. All right. Yeah. Let's start this off by saying where I booked the hotel. I go into Expedia. You know, searching. Fucking. I'm looking at the dates and I'm like, ooh, the weekend before is Labor Day weekend. It's going to be fucking packed. Like, it's going to be awesome. So I found this hotel. And the hotel name is Seabreeze Inn. Seabreezy. That's what me and Andrew is fucking joking about. We call them Seabreezy. Now, the only reason why I'm saying their name, usually I wouldn't out people like this, but the only reason I'm saying is because you Indian cunt bitches can honestly go fuck yourselves. Honestly. To the moon, to the sun, and back, go fuck yourself. You're a bunch of dirty, trifling bitches. Alright? So I booked two nights for the Seabreezy Inn. I think it was $96 a night. And it was only because I didn't book it for Labor Day weekend because I did search up. So it was $96 for this weekend. Labor Day weekend, it was literally double that. So I was like, nah, fuck that. I'll have fun by myself. You don't have to be Labor Day weekend. It is what it is. Fucking book it. All right, get there. Get there Friday. Get there early Friday. Go have some lunch. Then go to the beach, chill, have a couple of briskies. fucking beautiful. Algae was pretty bad, but it was only because it rained Friday. It's all right, whatever. Still loving, still getting the water like a fucking child. You know what I'm saying? Gotta love the big waves. The big waves are the best part of the fucking beach. If the waves ain't fucking knocking you over, it ain't fun. It ain't fucking fun. You need that shit to knock you on your ass. You know? It's like, you're at a beach, you need fucking waves. You have to. You need the waves to push the sharks in so they can eat your ass first. Straight up. Straight up. But get there, check-in's not till 4 p.m., which, how you go from 2 p.m.? Okay, now let's switch it. Let's all of a sudden switch it to 3 p.m. Okay, fine. And then now is check-in is at 4 p.m. All right. Fuck you, dude. Like, you want people, so like you get from, and then like everything in fucking Florida closes at 8 p.m. All the restaurants close at 8 p.m. What fucking sense does that make? Open up, bitch. You got nothing to do on the weekend. Fucking open up. At least 10 o'clock. Jesus fucking Christ. But you check in at 4. Average place closes at 8 p.m. You literally have... So you check in at 4. You put your shit down. By the time you put your shit down, get relaxed and shit, situated, it's 5 p.m. 5:30 p.m. You barely have anything to do shit. Alright. Enough about the time shit. Check in. Fucking relax. Get situated. And by the time we get situated, it's fucking almost 6 o'clock. And that's when the two dumb fucks show up. Andrew and Kenny. Or should I say Ming and Kenny? Ming. His name is Ming Ming, not fucking Andrew. They show up. They go straight to the beach. We meet them out there. Go, of course. I don't show up in the bathing suit. They get me in the fucking water. Fucking assholes. Fuck both of y'all. I knew it was going to happen. I didn't bring a towel. I didn't bring a bathing suit or nothing. But I fucking knew it deep inside. And I still went without shit. Boom. They fucking tackle me. I mean, look. You're looking at me right now. You don't think I can handle two fat fucks? They're my bitches. I manhandle both of them. It's so easy. It's so easy. They're just too slow and weak. Easy. Get back to the hotel. Everybody showers, wash their fucking ass. Fucking get the edgy. Edgy out your fucking ass. The green shit, as soon as you take off your fucking pants, just fucking green shit just falls all over the fucking floor. Makes no fucking sense. And it's like, that's fucking gross. Literally. Drop my pants, drop my drawers, hop in the shower. As soon as the water hits my skin, fucking algae just falls. Everywhere. And I swipe my fucking crack to get it all out. Dude, it's just falling. It was pretty bad. The allergy's pretty bad, but everybody washes their ass, get the allergy out their fucking asshole. Try to go have dinner at a fucking brewery, which closes at fucking, we get there maybe 9 o'clock? Yeah, kitchen closed at 8:45, but all we have right now is burgers and wings. Fucking burger cost $16. Wing cost about like fucking $20. Fuck you. You white whore. Fuck you, you whore. So we roll out. Where the fuck did we go? Where did we go? Oh, went to fucking Irish Mud Bugs. Irish Pub. Fire. Fucking steak was fire. Bread looked like fucking a brownie. It was so good. Just leaking with butter. Glistening. Glistening with butter. Would absolutely go back to Florida. Not for Sea Breezy. Fuck you, Sea Breezy. For that fucking bread. They needed a guy killing it on a fucking flute. Oh, fucking murdering. It's something about the energy from a guy just killing it on stage. Even if there's two people in the crowd or 2,000 in the crowd, there was only a couple, just, it was a restaurant. So it was a band playing, but dude, just like his body energy, he was fucking killing it. And like, it was awesome. It was awesome. I got the chills when he was playing shit. We go eat. We wake up, go have some jet skis in the morning. So we go to sleep, blah, blah. We wake up. So now it's today. It's today. Saturday. Fucking go. Go to jet skis. Get there. You gotta take the fucking test. It takes like a fucking hour. Then like, I failed the first time. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's fucking bullshit. I don't know how the fuck I failed. Most of it's common sense. I'm an idiot. Alright, I'm an idiot. Who gives a fuck? But failed the first time, gotta take it a second time. Fucking get on the jet skis finally. Fucking get in open water. Fucking around, we get it for an hour. An hour. And I honestly think renting a jet ski for an hour is perfect. Like, I feel like 30 minutes is too quick. 2 hours, probably a little too long. Because, like, once you, it depends. Like, if you're a coke, if you're a fucking crack addict for jet skis, it makes sense. You'd want it for all day. But, like, if you're like, okay, I get it. You go fast, you hit a couple waves, you hit a couple spins. Okay, I'm cool. I think an hour, maybe an hour and a half at least, is perfect. Some people want to do it for longer. We only did it for an hour. Okay. Did it for an hour. First of all, fucking Kenny, stupid ass. It's like, whenever people are swimming in salt water, it's like their mind is conditioned into maybe taking a shower, being in a bath, being in a pool where you can swallow the water sometimes and be okay. No, motherfucker. It's salt water. You ain't getting away with that shit. Fuck no. It's like, it will fuck you up. That salt water will fuck you up. And of course, I think it was a mix of him swallowing the salt water and him maybe not being used to the jet ski because the waves were rough. So he was motion sickness plus salt water in his mouth, just fucking bubbling. I'm talking about bubbling, fucking bubbling like that. And all of a sudden just, fucking pukes his guts out like an idiot. He tried once, he failed, it wouldn't come up. And then maybe like 10 minutes later, he fucking lets it all out. Oh my God, dude, it's so fucking hilarious. Then at the exact moment, I mean, we maybe got like 20 minutes left, 10, 12 minutes left of the jet skis. Andrew's one of those guys that can be a fucking crack addict for a jet ski. He's fucking going insane. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna go ride with his bitch ass. I jump off, swim into his jet ski. Get on. I fucking shit you not. 10 seconds. Fucking 10 seconds. I said, hey, if you lose my glasses, I'm gonna fuck you up. Then he takes off. I grab onto his life vest, fucking hold him. I don't know what, like, it literally, I know in movies they go, it happened so fast, I don't know what happened. But it literally happened so fast where I barely remember. All I kind of remember, I think he hit like a, He fucking turned. He yanked it right. First of all, he floored it. Like, I'm talking about just fucking pulled that trigger down. Floored it. Yanked it right. I think we skipped on a wave. Like, I think a wave was coming and we just timed it horribly. He yanked it right. We turned the back end, like, skipped on a wave, and we just hit like that. And me and him just go flying all off that motherfucker. I think he probably could have stayed on it, but my grip was just locked on his bitch ass. So I was like, you know what? If you're going to make me fall off, you coming with me, motherfucker. So he fucking yanks. I fly off. I feel myself flying off. I grab his ass. He ain't coming with me. My ass fucking nailed. Nailed the back of the jet ski. Just boom. And we both in the fucking water. Jet ski's fucking flying. Literally. Gotta be at least 20 feet. 20 fucking feet away. And dude, it's in open water. I'm low-key terrified. Like, there are... sharks do exist. And they don't give a fuck who you are, what you are. If they see a little tiptoe, tip a little toe like that, you in their territory, motherfucker. They don't give two shits. Not one. Not one shit. Guess what? You know, like a fat, medium rare, juicy steak? That's what you are to them. Yeah. You in their house. You in their house. They don't care. They have no mind. They have eat, 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 and fucking eat. So I was low-key terrified. And me, I'm a fucking excellent swimmer. Like, I'll go against anybody. Michael Phelps, come out of retirement, motherfucker. Let's go. But I'm an awesome swimmer. So I fucking... immediately just took off toward the jet ski. Angie's non-swimming ass. How you a big ass Asian, but don't know how to fucking swim? What sense does that make? All those fucking muscles, and you ain't got no power to swim. And he's one of those dudes that you think you can swallow salt water and you'll be all right. No, you can't. So he swims maybe 3 for 5 seconds, then starts swallowing salt water. Then he fucking stops in the middle of the water while I'm still swimming to the jet ski. Starts puking right there. So I got 2-for-1 pukes happening in less than 10 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. It is fucking hilarious. But I was just focused on getting to the jet ski. So I get on the jet ski. He's fucking just sitting in the water like a motherfucker. Finally gets to the jet ski. Gets on. I'm like... yo, I look at him in his fucking eyes. I go, yo, you realize that I was only on a jet ski with you for 10 seconds? Not even fucking a minute. 10 seconds and I was already off the bitch. Fuck you, I'm going on my own shit. So I fucking got off and it was just fucking crazy. That motherfucker is wild. But it was fun. It was fucking up. It was so fun. My ass still hurts, but it was fun. So we get off. Our time ends. We get off. We go back to the hotel. We all take showers. Now, we initially didn't plan on fucking taking a nap, but we go get a fucking Whataburger. It was fire. Kenny gets shit on by a fucking seagull. Hilarious. Fucking hilarious. Like, out of all the people... he gets shit on? Perfect. But we get to the fucking, get back in the room. We all lay down. We all would take like a 2-hour nap. Wake up. Angie's fucking up. So I go use the bathroom. So all of us are basically up right now. I go use the bathroom. Then I all of a sudden I hear, ew, what the fuck is this? I just think nothing of it. Just think, you know, Andrew's being stupid. You know, just fucking shake my fucking huge dick. Flush the toilet. Come out. Something's on the bed. Right? One little dot's on the bed. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he goes, that's a fucking bed bug. In my head, I'm like, no fucking way, dude. No fucking way. Fucking go over there. Sure enough, perfect size of a bed bug right there, just fucking chilling. And I'm like, oh fuck no, we all just took a 2-hour nap. First of all, we slept one night already. Then we just we were just laying there taking another nap. Fuck no. So I'm like, all right, since your bed got him, I'm going to check my bed. Sure enough, literally found that bitch in 10 seconds. Bitch was just chilling on the fucking blanket. I'm like, oh my fucking God, dude. Sea breezy and go fuck yourself. They didn't even give me a full refund. They just gave me a fucking one night off. Like, fuck you, you bitch cunts. Like, it's literally not hard. Yeah, bitch, you don't get fucking paid that much, you know, but just wash the sheets, dude. Just wash them. Just fucking wash them. It's like, you don't want to get shut down, do you, motherfucker? You Indian cunts. Just fucking wash them. Fuck. Dirty ass motherfuckers. So yeah, we got fucking hotel room. Had fucking bed bugs. Of course. This is one thing I was terrified of, because when I was a kid, I had bed bugs in my bed. And I had, like, there's literally no way of getting rid of it. No way. Maybe, like, I'm talking about 10%, maybe, if you catch it early, you can get it, and you wash the sheets, kill them bitches, but, no, there's no way getting rid of them cocks. Like, you gotta literally have to throw away all the sheets, the whole mattress, maybe even the fucking bed frame, because the bitch is getting fucking wood. It don't matter. You never know what's going on. So you literally have to throw away everything and start all over. That's how bad those fuckers are. But, luckily, brought it to the front desk. Supposedly, they had a guy go in there, check the sheets and everything. It was only those two little bugs. They were both dead. The sheets didn't have like black spots, because that's what happens when you have bed bug. The little corners get black spots and shit. Like, it gets bad. So bad. Supposedly none of them had that. So I'm like, all right. I'm literally trying not to be a fucking asshole. Like, I literally could have went to every room and be like, knock, knock. Hey, how's your trip going? Y'all sleeping good at night? Yeah, I found bed bugs in my room. Okay, have a nice day. Literally could have went to every room like that, but I'm not. I wasn't going to be a dick. You know? I was trying to be peaceful. I was trying to avoid all that fucking conflict shit. Fucking. So I went to front desk. They refunded me for the last night. And it is what it is. And so we just got home, washed all our clothes. And I think we'll be fine. We'll be fucking fine. But that's just something you don't want to fucking come across during a fucking Florida trip that you've been planning for a couple months. That you didn't vacation all summer. You know? You didn't vacation all summer. This is your one vacation you're looking for, and you had to come on a fucking night early. Like, that's fucked up, dude. At least give me my fucking full refund, you pieces of shit. Fuck you. I felt so bad for the lady at the front desk because she was like, she didn't want to say it, but I knew exactly what she was saying. She was like, dude, I just work here. Like, I don't fucking know, man. All these Indian motherfuckers, I'm the only white chick working here. Like, but it's like, well, it's not your fault, but you're the one I have to talk to, so. And your fucking manager was being a pussy-ass dude, wasn't answering the phone, which this is something that can literally kill your fucking business, and you're not going to answer the fucking phone? All right, motherfucker. Fuck you. But, yep. Fucking recording this podcast at 12, at midnight. Midnight. Saturday. It's going to come out tomorrow. Crazy. Crazy how shit works out. Crazy. I figured, might as well fucking record. Rant on this shit. You know, enjoy my glass of my glass of wine. And I've had an epiphany where this podcast is a priority now, which it was before, and then I'm not going to say gave up on it, but I was slacking, and I admit it, and that's not who I am, you know? I don't do that shit. Like, I don't half-ass shit. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to finish it to the end. And who knows how long this shit's going to go on. Like, I'm literally just doing it for fun. I love to fucking drink wine. I love to talk shit with my friends. That's exactly what it's for. But who knows? But for right now, I'm going to stick with it, cut the fuck up, enjoy a nice glass of wine, and go from there. So, there's two ways to go about this. Two ways. I can either be upset that I had to come home early, or I can be like, came home, spend a lot of time at the beach, got to ride jet skis, got to enjoy like water. I really love swimming in water and shit. And then I also got to record a podcast. Didn't have to miss a week. So, I'm going to say it's a win. Did I lose some money? Yes. Maybe so. But money comes and goes. Doesn't control me, you know? But I'm going to consider this as a win. This might be just my optimistic persona saying this, but I think this is a win. And it's fucking awesome. You know? But that's my sea breezy end. If y'all watching this video, do not book Sea Breezy Inn. Crazy. Fucking crazy. Like, if somebody reports bed bugs, you don't make it a priority to get there as soon as possible? Crazy. Fucking crazy. But I'm home, drinking wine, and guess what? I'm going to finish this, then I have the perfect amount of wine to fucking enjoy a nice hour-long episode of House of Dragon. Oh, I'm also going to finish that conversation because I went to Marvel and started Marvel Ram. But yeah, like, people are expecting House of Dragon first episode to be fucking season 8 Game of Thrones episode 3 Long Night. Like, no, it don't work like that, dude. These people have to start from scratch. From fucking scratch. Just like Marvel, just like everything else. They have to start from scratch. Give them the benefit of the doubt, dude. Just fucking enjoy the story that they're trying to build. That they're trying to fucking build with Daemon's crazy ass and the fucking the daughter, the dad, the fucked up family and shit. Just enjoy it. It's here. It's fucking here. You waited this long and then you're gonna fucking be like, I mean, it's okay. It's not that big. Shut the fuck up. Just enjoy it. It's good. It was a fucking great episode. It was better than season 1, episode 1 of Game of Thrones. Absolutely, it was a better episode 1. 100%. Just fucking enjoy it. And it's just gonna get better. It's just gonna get fucking better. That's all it is. Fuck. Motherfuckers' expectations be so high for no reason. No reason. And you know what the funny thing is? They judge it. Well, like, you can judge, sure. Who gives a fuck? I'm not gonna say that. But they're gonna talk down about it. But then tune in every fucking Sunday to watch it. Because it makes no sense. Like, you're gonna talk shit about it the whole time. You're still gonna tune in every fucking Sunday to watch it. What fucking sense does that make? Just shut the fuck up and give it a good review. Or if you don't like it, just shut your fucking mouth. Like, but like, don't ruin other people's shit if you're gonna be like, no, it wasn't that great. Don't say that. Because some people would take it literally and not watch it. Which you never know if that same person would watch it without you telling them anything. And then that person actually like it. You know? It's just like, yes, it's your opinion. You're cool. Who gives a fuck? But like, don't exaggerate it. Just be like, oh, it wasn't my thing. I didn't really like it. All right. Cool. But don't drag it on. You know? Just don't drag it on. Some people just selfish as fuck. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy the contents out. That we waited long enough for the Game of Thrones shit show at the end. And you got this and now you're like, oh. Just enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. I think this first episode was pretty fire. Literally, there's only so much you can do in an hour, and they introduce characters. They kind of introduce the plot, because you kind of got it. Second episode really confirmed a lot of shit. Now we're in episode 4. Fucking killing it. I think it's awesome. Tomorrow's about to be epic. That'd be crazy. The only thing I really want to know, which I don't know if they announced it or not. I haven't really looked it up because I'm just not really. I don't want to search everything. I just want to watch it day by day. I wonder how many episodes it's going to be in each season. Maybe I'm hoping 10. Just that's how Game of Thrones was in the beginning. 10 episodes an hour, every episode an hour. But like, it's probably going to be like 8. Because that's how they've been doing things so far. 8 episodes, every episode an hour, sometimes more. That's cool. I cool with it. I cool with it, you know? But, yeah. Fucking House and Dragon, baby. If only I could see my fucking living room. Living room's fucking awesome. Love it. It's one of those things that I held off so long. Yeah, I held off so fucking long. And I fell in love with it. It's fucking hilarious. So good. And like last episode, fucking Damon's fucking killing it, dude. Like that's a bad motherfucker. Like he's not Jon Snow. Cause Damon's a fucking asshole. Like he truly doesn't give a fuck. And Jon Snow, he's the man. He's true to his word, true to everything. Fucking Damon's making fun of his dead nephew, King of the Day type shit. I was like, damn, you got some balls. What? Yep. He's a bad motherfucker. Alright. Fourth episode. Fucking. At least 30 people fucked him over. With a fucking sword. Crazy. It was awesome. Fucking. Kind of feel sorry for the crab feeder. Like, he literally showed up to just fucking stare at shit. Like, dude. What? I mean, he probably got paid some money for it, but dude, you literally just showed up and just what? Huh? Just fucking stared at shit. It was hilarious. It was fucking funny. It was like fucking Damon killed him. They didn't even show them to fight. I thought they were gonna fight. You know, you gotta have the final battle, but no. Damon just fucked up a bunch of his fucking soldiers. Shows up face to face with him. Scene cuts. All of a sudden, Damon's walking out of the cave with old boy's head. I'm like, God damn. You fucked him up, man. Shit. But I feel like So this is what I think. I think there's going to be 8 episodes. First 4 episodes were introductions because it's been still introducing people. We got a new character and also a new dragon. First 4 episodes was that. Now the next 4 episodes is about to be fucking killing it. They're about to fucking just skyrocket. I guarantee you. Mark my words, motherfuckers. Mark my fucking words. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fucking good. And I'm not gonna say I can't wait. I hate saying that. But I'll be fucking tomorrow night, babe. Well, tonight, technically, because it's 1 a.m. now. I'll be finishing that bottle of wine. And it'll be a fucking great episode. Because no matter what, I'm still going to tune in and watch it. I'm not going to be a fucking asshole and be like, no, it wasn't good. No, motherfucker. You sit there and you watch it and you appreciate it. That's all it is. Just appreciation. That's all it is. You don't need to love it. You don't need to love it. It's okay. You're not going to fucking die if you don't love it. But just appreciate it. All right? Appreciation is today's topic of it. Your hands empty. We're fucking motivational speakers now. Just fucking appreciate it. All right. Just like how I appreciate Decoy. Shout out to them. Cabernet Sauvignon. Still don't know how to say the S word. But fuck it. Cheers, babe. Let me stir it up a little bit. Stir it up a little bit. Killed it. See, Breezy? Go fuck yourself. Fuck all you indie motherfuckers. Y'all can eat my ass. Wash your sheets. And you lucky I was a good guy. You lucky I was a fucking good guy. 100% lucky I was a fucking good guy. Never stay in there again. Straight up. Just wait. Just wait till I think of a caption of this fucking episode. Decoy, fucking love you. Fucking love you. Marvel, Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, love ya. This is Your Hands Empty with A-Money. We out.